With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump engaged in a high-profile feud with California Governor Gavin Newsom. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
When it comes to Newsom's handling of violent immigration protests in Los Angeles, the president isn't shy about criticizing the Democrat.
He's destroying one of our great states, and he's grossly incompetent.
Donald Trump went as far as to suggest that the governor should be arrested, saying it would be a great thing. The president's border czar has warned that anyone, including public officials, would be arrested if they obstructed federal immigration enforcement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. and China continue discussions for a second day in London aimed at easing their trade dispute.
A Chinese delegation led by Vice Premier He Lifeng met Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, and Trade Representative Jameson Greer for several hours on Monday near Buckingham Palace. Lutnick said as he arrived Tuesday morning that the talks were going well and he expected them to continue all day. The two sides are trying to build on recent negotiations in Geneva that agreed to a 90-day suspension of most of the 100% plus tariffs they had imposed on each other in an escalating trade war. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Ukrainian officials say three people were killed, 13 were wounded, when Russia attacked the country with waves of drones and missiles. The attack early Tuesday struck Kyiv and the southern port city of Odessa. Hurricane Barbara continued plowing northwest away from land Monday afternoon after strengthening from a tropical storm earlier in the day. The storm marked the first of the eastern Pacific hurricane season. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said swells generated by the storm system will affect portions of the coast of southwestern Mexico during the next few days. This is SRN News. A boy helps a girls' softball team win.
Marissa Rothenberger pitched 7 shutout innings to help Champlain Park High School beat Bloomington Jefferson 6-0 to win the Minnesota girls' state championship. The problem is that Marissa, who overpowered the opposition on the mound, is actually a boy living as a girl. In fact, his domination all season long has prompted 3 girls to file a lawsuit challenging the right of a male to compete against females in high school sports in Minnesota.
That's correspondent Michael Harrington. A contractor digging in northern Syria this month has stumbled upon further proof of the vibrant Christian community that once inhabited that country. The construction teams unearthed the remains of an underground Byzantine tomb complex believed to be more than 1,500 years old. There are 2 burial chambers, each containing 6 stone tombs. Some experts say Syria was an early Christianity thriving city. This is SRN News. Hurricane Barbara continued plowing northwest away from land Monday afternoon after strengthening from a tropical storm. This storm marked the first of the eastern Pacific hurricane season. Storms generated by the storm system will affect portions of northwest or southwestern Mexico. Concerns being raised over the state of democracy in the European Union.
The report said fundamental rights in the EU are facing serious challenges because of geopolitical tensions, rising intolerance, and threats to democratic election systems. It said AI-generated videos were used to try to manipulate elections in France, Romania, and Croatia. The report also said the war in Gaza had contributed to spikes in anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim hatred.
That's the BBC's Bethany Bell. More details at srnnews.com.